The Grow My Cleaning Company podcast helps owners of cleaning companies just like you to grow your company and yourself so you can make more money and finally get the time and money freedom that probably got you into this business. Discover how to automate and create systems that allow you to grow like crazy without losing control. If you dig the show and want to show some love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes. It really helps. Enjoy the show.
Hello, 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 everyone. Hello, Clean Nation. Tracy Thompson here. And I have with me today Mr. Devin Oliver, who is absolutely one of our most, I would say, our biggest mindset winner of our whole group. I know, he didn't know I was going to say that today. He's all blushing right now. Devin, aside from him being an amazing business owner, who I'm going to share a little bit more with you about, just I happen to know personally how much from a mindset, from a, I guess, a really an inner game perspective that Devin has grown, has come so far in such a short amount of time since we've been working with him. So we're going to dive into that juicy, more of those juicy details here in a minute. But I'm going to share with you where he's coming from, and then we're going to dive right in. Okay, so Devin owns the Good Samaritan Cleaning Corporation, and the name is a little telltale there. So we'll share exactly why the Good Samaritan here. Started in May 2011, Miami, Florida, and he serves commercial clients. But honestly, he and his wife, they use the guise of cleaning to train and develop leaders to bring peace of mind to their deserving clients. So Devin, welcome, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. So tell us a little, give us a little story of where you started and basically when you realized that you needed to make a change, maybe like pre-Grow My Cleaning Company. Tell us a little bit about that.
So, you know, as you stated previously, my wife and I started the business in May 2011. It was two people in two different parts of the state within 3 years who didn't know each other told me I needed to start a cleaning company. And although, you know, I grew up, my parents owned a construction company, I always knew I'd be a business owner. You know, I didn't know what type of business owner I'd be. I'm not a rocket scientist. I think I'm a pretty smart guy, but I knew it wouldn't be an IT. So I'm like, cleaning, okay. So I got started and, had no clue, zero clue of what I was doing for years. I just had to kind of piece information from here, from there. This person said, do this. Google had this information. Mm-hmm. And I kind of just built my business off of failures and information from people on the internet, because I also did not know a lot of people who owned a cleaning company. So it's new for me. But I struggled for years, and having the right information that's easily accessible makes all the difference in having a successful business. So a couple years ago, I was driving, cleaning, and I like to listen to things to help me grow my cleaning company, coincidentally. And I probably put in on YouTube how to grow my cleaning company. And Mike came up. And I'm listening to these podcasts and I'm like, man, and you know, I was able to make a few changes based off of just the podcast.
Right.
Fast forward a few years later, I needed a training program because I'm like, I have to do something with my employees. Like I have to do something better to get them to the next level. Mm-hmm. And so I was just about to pay like $600 for a training program for my employees when Grow My Cleaning Company pops back up, and I hadn't seen, you know, you guys in years. So I was like, oh my God, this is those people. Mike, I haven't seen Mike in, you know, in years. And so I'm like, let me just press and let me see if they'll call me. They did. And I was at the place where I knew that I needed help. I needed to invest in myself because I just went too long without having the growth and the foundation that I needed to build the level of company that I know is on the inside of me. And that's what made me press that button. And that's what made me be proactive in getting involved.
Ah, I love that. And we're going to talk more details. I think there's a lot of people out in Clean Nation right now, Devin, that can relate to where you've been, whether they've been in business for as long as you have, or they're just more just starting. Either way, I think that there's a lot of people that can relate to what you're talking about, sort of piecing things together and trying to do the best you can by sort of gathering a little here, a little there, over time. But there's obviously there was a point where that wasn't enough, right, for you?
And yeah, absolutely.
So for you, you were saying that it was like the employee part of your business, but tell us maybe a little bit about like what was going on with you that maybe the Clean Nation can relate to the feeling that you had, like what was happening in your business? What was that distinguishing point where we're like, okay, I can't keep going on like this. What was happening?
So for about 2 years prior to me signing up with Grow My Cleaning Company, I had pretty much been out of the cleaning, not 90% of the cleaning.
Okay.
I just would fill in when somebody called out, mm-hmm. which was okay at first for me because it was good that I didn't have my main job wasn't cleaning. That was a progress for me. So, hey, if I have to fill in for somebody here or there, I was okay. After 2 years of filling in, okay, this is not where I see myself. I have not moved past this filling in, but I don't know what to do because my business is kind of spread out across three counties, Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach County. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I didn't have a lot of hours. All of these excuses I actually was making as to why it was going to be difficult for me to stop filling in cleaning, right?
Right.
But
right.
I knew it had to be possible because people do it, but I just was making excuses for myself. So I knew I needed help with that. And then I was tired of fighting to hire people. Mm. You know, when I needed to hire them a month ago, you know, somebody is out today and now it's going to take me another few weeks to find somebody else. I just needed that funnel, that employee funnel so that I could call people in there ready. But I didn't know, I didn't even have that terminology, employee funnel.
That's right.
I just knew I needed people ready. And, my wife would always tell me, Devin, just keep hiring people. But I'm like, I don't want to hire people and you can't use them. You know, right. For a couple of years, this is what she would say. Same thing you all tell us, but my mindset did not change. So that's where I was at. I was just tired of that, tired of going in a circle because I know that I can. There's another level for me. So I decided to make that decision. That's where I was, just tired. And I knew that I could do it if I had the right information. I really just needed the information. Well, I thought I just needed the information.
I was just going to say, it's interesting. Yeah.
It ended up being motivation too, right? Yeah. So I needed the right information and unbeknownst to me, I also needed some more motivation.
And that's where that mindset piece comes in. It's so crucial. It's like, I remember my first opportunity, we have a team here, of course, and I wasn't the first person to speak to you. But once you came in and we started working together, what I found that was, so you have such a positive attitude right off the bat. And I will just say, Devin is just one of those guys who is always looking for growth, always looking for a way to better himself, to better his company and so forth. So I will say that was the premise right off the bat. So all of you listening out there, if you're thinking, okay, well, I want to grow, but I'm pretty sure it's just that I need this strategy or just that. It so much of this is mindset. So I'm going to ask you some questions, Devin, about this so that Clean Nation knows, yes, of how much of a shift, how even though you're a very positive minded person, those distinctions in the mindset, those differences of before, like the mindset and the things, the stories, the monkey mind, we call it the monkey mind, yes. Right? What the monkey mind was telling you versus how you mastered that millionaire mindset to make to create the employee funnel, to do the things that you've accomplished since you've been in the program. So give an example of, for everyone, so they understand, some of the older, more limited mindset stories that used to kind of rule and kept you where you were kind of spin in the spin cycle, and then we'll talk about how it shifted. So tell, give some examples of some of those stories.
The very first thing that comes to mind is the first area where I had to make a mindset change in order to get further mindset change. First of all, I'm a pastor. And that's one of the reasons why I'm so positive, because I spend a lot of my time pastoring other people on their mindset. And I have a pastor, a senior pastor, who this is his job. I'm very close to him. He deals with me all the time about speaking positive, saying the right things. So when I first signed up with the program and they were talking about a mindset coach, I'm going to be honest, I was like, mindset? No, I do that myself. I'm good with the mindset. I just need the information.
Right.
But as I opened up and I realized, wait a minute, you know, there's another level to this. Like, even though I grow personally with my mind outside of grow my cleaning company, there was something about how you all, you can get in my brain and point out things that I didn't know that were roadblocks. And so once I opened up and said, okay, this is an area that I do need to make, I need to be open, right? I begin to have the monkey mind revealed to me in areas that I didn't even know it even existed. Even my marriage even got better.
Oh, I love that. And I've met your lovely wife. He has the most amazing wife ever. Yes, she's just, she's been behind this man the whole time. And I got to meet her in Nashville.
Nashville, right? Yeah.
Nashville, when we had our Next Level event. So give us some, can you give us like an example of, like, what's one story that you didn't think and originally was that big a deal? Maybe it didn't feel like a block, but as you came in and you realized, oh, there was that shift. Give us an example.
One of the more immediate things was I was overpaying my employees, way overpaying them, because I felt like because I had so few hours to offer, the only way I was going to keep them was to overpay them.
I see.
But that was bringing down my my net profit. And when I say overpay them, I mean overpay. And I was not holding them accountable to the extent that I should have been. And so one day, Mike was talking to me about it and just, well, Devin, why do you feel that you have to pay them this? It's because I need to pay them this to justify the short amount of hours that they're working a week, so that they'll stay. And he just pointed out, and he's not the mindset coach. He's the tactical coach, but it came out of him that my thinking needed to turn, that they were not with me for the dollar amount, but they were with me because of the fact that they believed in me as an employer. And that they would just prefer me to work with me than anybody else. And right. He said that, and it kind of opened my eyes, because they told me this. They've actually turned down jobs where they could be making way more to stay with me. And they really had few hours. So I was able to make that change. And I went back and instituted a system whereby I switched from the commission-based pay to hourly pay. And it's a fair wage, it's above minimum wage. But I was able to make that switch and not be scared that they would be disappointed. Because that was one of the big things. I was scared.
Yeah.
But that was my thinking. I was creating scenarios as to why I can't do it and what may happen. And I was able to change my mind on that with you all's help.
That's
huge. For some people, it might not sound big. But for me, that was big, because if you don't have a team, you don't have a company.
Sure. And I want to just point out something to all of you, Clean Nation. It's so important about what Devin just shared. Devin, you honed in on it. This is an example, but I want you to pay attention to the mindset part of it, because you said, yes, it was like, I'm hiring people. Strategically, you were doing the right things. But the way that your beliefs and your mindset about how you should pay your people colored, skewed, and changed and altered the way that you were approaching that pay, rather than focusing, for example, I know that Mike and we teach a lot on core values. And when you have a core values matched team, when you hire from core values, then it's less and less and less about the pay being the reason why they're there or why they stay or and who you attract. I think that's pretty common. I think there's a lot of people out in Clean Nation that believe the only way they can, quote, compete or get good people is by paying a whole really above market, big, you know, paying them a lot of money. And unfortunately, you know what, Devin, there's a lot of people out there that can't even do that, that they feel stuck. They're like, oh, I can't even hire anybody because I can't pay them that much.
This is why the mindset was so important, because you have to have your mind open before you can even apply the knowledge that I was going to get from you all, right? Because I knew, but when I was in college, they gave us the statistics that they've studied that most employees, the number one thing that they value on their job is not their wage. And even with me having that knowledge, I was focused on what was not their number one issue. That their wages were not the number one thing, but that was the one thing in my brain that was keeping me from moving forward in my company. So when I was able to change my mind on that, it really expounded upon what I could do with my team and what I could offer them and the profitability of the company.
That's huge. I know that's huge. And I've known Devin as he's made incremental changes, different aspects of his business, growing client acquisition, employees, even in going to our next level, right? Getting into next level. That was the next level mindset shift for you, right? and I would just, I'm going to out Devin a little bit here, just a little bit. So
it's okay. Tell them all. If somebody can learn, let them learn.
So that everyone can benefit from this. Even as much as Devin has this positive mindset, and Devin, I'm going to share just a little bit just to give context too. I so often, as a mindset coach here in Grow My Cleaning Company, encounter business owners that believe that they need to how should I put it, that the limit for their growth is in their bank account, and that the limit of their growth is what they already know, right? The skills they already have, the employees they already have, the structure they already have. And so they're basing their, trying to base their future or what they are potential, their potential, right? On what they have currently. And that's so, it's such a hard and insidious sort of mindset to break out of, to go, wait, if I want to grow bigger than I am now, but I'm basing what I can do in the future on what I have currently, that kind of doesn't make sense, right? So you took a very big leap in mindset. I believe that growth, that breakthrough that you had when you said, oh, okay, I have to see a bigger version of myself. I have to see a future version of myself and act from that person, not the person I am today, not the structure I'm in, not the bank account I have today, but what I know is there, that millionaire mindset. Maybe you can share with everyone, for you, what that specific mindset shift was.
It was, so I knew that I was going to the next level in my life, period.
Right.
Aside from the fact the program is called Next Level, you know, I started seeing next trucks that said Next Level on everywhere.
Oh my goodness.
What is going on? Like Next Level Restoration Company, Next Level this. And I'm like, yes, I'm going to the next level. But what, you know, I was reticent to press that button because I was looking at what I had, and I was looking at it as if it limited me in what I was able to do now. So, you know, under the guise of wisdom, I was going to put it off for a more opportune time. But what made me say, let's do it now, is I thought of a farmer who has a lot of seeds stored up, but he's so afraid of losing those seeds that he doesn't put any in the ground. So he's definitely not going to get a harvest. So I just said, you know what, if I want a harvest, I have to be willing to give something up. So I stepped out on faith and I said, you know what? They've already demonstrated to me that they have what I need. This is a group of people that I want to be around that meet my core values. And so they're worth it. It's far worth it, far worth the price. So I said, I'm going to plant these seeds and I'm going to get the harvest that I want. And that's what made me say, you know what, I'm not going to wait, because I want my harvest sooner than later. As soon as you get those seeds in the ground, the sooner that you'll get the harvest.
I love that. Oh, my gosh. I didn't know that story. So I'm so glad I asked you. What a wonderful example, a metaphor, if you will, because we've all heard that, or at least most of us have heard that. When's the best time to plant a 10-foot tree? Like 10 years ago, right? What's the next best time? Today.
Yep.
So I
never
love
in
that.
The future.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. So I so appreciate your framing it that way. What a great story. And really, truly, for everyone out there, the big takeaway from what Devin said, this is what I heard, is that when you invest in yourself, right, in this way, you take that leap of faith because you trust yourself. I mean, you had to trust yourself, Devin. You know, yes, we were there. We were helping you. We had the helping hand, the support you needed. But ultimately, you were the one that had to take that step. You had to invest in yourself. And not limiting your future by your current version of yourself, your systems, and so forth, right? It's really having your sights set on what you knew you could accomplish if you took those steps and planted those seeds and went for it, had that faith.
And immediately I was in the next level. And what is faith if you can see it? If you can see it, it's not faith. You have it, you know it. Faith is really just believing in the possibilities, right? Believing in what you can't see. And so I really thought I was a person of faith. But in me holding back on myself, I realized, wait a minute, this is not faith. This is fear and doubt and the monkey brain. So I just decided to actually move in faith because I know that I can do it, especially with this support system. So
wonderful.
I stepped up to the next level.
Well, I think that is as good as it gets. We're going to end on that high note. And everybody, Clean Nation, if you would like the similar support, if you'd like to talk to a coach, we're here for you. Devin started with us by talking to one of our coaches. Who did you speak to first?
It was Sean, I believe.
Sean. Okay. Sean, yes. And Sean is amazing. He's married to one of our other mindset coaches, Suzanne, who you've probably seen on one of the podcasts. So our coaches are standing by. They'd love to talk to you. Just go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and fill out the little form there and get on with one of our coaches. And you just, you know, the best time to do anything is right now. So thank you so much, Devin, for our podcast today. And I can't wait to see what you're going to do next. And Clean Nation, is there just one thing, parting thought for everybody listening right now, Devin?
I would say, faith is believing in what you cannot see. So have faith that you can do anything that you set your mind to. You don't have to have it right now. Just believe it anyway and just do it.
Words of wisdom. Words of wisdom. Thank you, Devin.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Well, here we are, the end of the podcast, and you made it. Great job. I've got a little bonus for you before for sticking through with me, but like I mentioned before, if you got value out of this podcast and you want to show a little love, subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes, Spotify, wherever the heck you're listening to this thing, share with a friend, share the love. And as a special thank you for those of you that stuck with me to the end, how about I give you my personal phone number so we can text? It's a great way for me to get to know you, your business, your goals personally. So shoot me a text now, 602-932-6431. That's 602-932-6431. I am the only one who responds to these texts, and I will personally respond to everyone I possibly can as long as this number is manned. Don't know how long we're going to keep this at the end of the podcast, so grab it now. 602-932-6431. Give me a text. Say hey. Can't wait to meet you.